So if you got a problem, you have a problem, and you're going to run read a scripture. Brother AJ said it in Sunday school one morning. He said, you got to get beyond reading that devotional. You know, in your Bible, I have to Carter, and it has a devotional every morning. Reading that one scripture and say you read the word. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119, 11. Thy word, I put it in my heart. So I've got $5 worth of faith. If I have just heard the word and haven't meditated on it, haven't tried to do it, and just know what the word is true but haven't done it. Now I've got a $20 bill. I can do a little more in a store with this. But if this is all I have, then I won't be able to buy any more, including taxes, than this $20 bill says. I'm trying to get off these devices and start spending cash. So the other day I took out, I think it was $40, $60, and I said, now this is all I'm spending, and I'm headed to Grocer's Prize. But I stopped by Dollar General on the way, and I had $38 and some cents at Dollar General, amen? But a $20 bill wouldn't pay it, so I had to go back and get another one to cover that $38. You better put in $20, $30, $40 worth of word in your spirit if you want the results. The times are not getting any better in the world. They'll get worse and worse, but more and more word in your heart, and you'll just stand strong like the Statue of Liberty. Like the Rock of Gibraltar, like Jesus himself, when the Pharisees tried to tell him who he wasn't, and he says, I know who I am. My Father sent me. And when the world tries to talk you down and say, everybody is doing, and they're talking about sin, you say, no, I am not. I have the word in my heart. The word of God constrains me. I have the mind of Christ. And Christ said, I always do what my Father said. So you got a little more faith, you can do a little more than you could with this. But here comes a bigger problem. Here comes something that wants to worry you. It's threatening you. Do you have enough word in your heart to stand and having done all to stand? And when all the circumstances say, no, 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 you're going down, you're going under, you're going to die. Do you have enough word hidden in your heart? So I added something to it. Now, if I go to the grocery store, I can buy something. It costs $55 and still pay the taxes and still have some left over. So how much word are you putting in your heart? How much word are you putting in your heart? How much word are you putting in the heart? It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Studying that word. That word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Devil, you're just not going to make me sin. You're not going to make me sin. I say no to you, devil. I say yes to the word because the word in my heart constrains me. I'm a child of the living God. I won't change that. I won't back down on that. I'm a child of the living God. I'm a child of the King. I made a decision that Jesus is my Lord. You know, I went to college and, oh my God, I thought things were kind of bad back in then. But anyway, we won't talk about the bad. But many times it seemed like I was standing alone. Carl, you're gonna rot in that dorm. But I had a standard. My parents taught me that standard. You're gonna rot in that dorm. You need to come out and do this. You need to come out and do that. I had one purpose. Get my education, get out of the cotton field. I had two. And then, you know, one, get a job so I could get out of the cotton field. I had a driving force, I promise you, amen? And then my sister was sending me. I didn't want to waste her money. So when I go to the, if I put, say, using it allegorically, a $60 worth of word in my heart, I can stand against more pressure. Let's go to the club tonight. No, I'm not going. Oh, no, come. No, I am not going. I'm going to spend this time in the word. Let's get on Facebook and go back and forth and do all folks do for 2 hours. No, I'm going to spend that time in the Word. The Word of God have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. I'm going to study to show myself approved unto God. Because I know faith comes by hearing the Word. But then I go to the store and I see this thing that I want. I'm trying to think of something that I want. I don't think of anything right now, but this thing that I want is $89. It's not enough. I put my $5 with it. It's still not enough. So I've got to do something else. I've got to go back and put some more Word in my heart. That thing that came against me nearly knocked me flat. But I rose back up. Have you seen those little things flying in the wind in front of stores and things? Sometimes they go all the way down. But they got air in them. They come all the way back up. And they go all the way back down. But they don't fall. And so you put out enough Word in your heart. Lord, you say, I should love my enemy. I hate her. I can't stand her or him. But you said, love my enemy. Now you got to help me, Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost says, no problem with me. I love everybody. Jesus said, I gave my life for the sinner. Even when they were dead in sin, I died for them. Put that Word in your heart. So you're my Lord, Lord. I'm not going to take my mind. I'm going to take your mind, and I'm going to take your heart, and I'm going to take your spirit, and I'm going to love my enemy. Hallelujah. I'm not going to gossip and do all that silly stuff. I'm just going to be a child of God. If I have to stand by myself. Back to when I was in college, and sometimes it seemed like I was standing by myself. Isn't it amazing, though, you can get a certain thing in your mind. I had good friends, and I had good friends who were Christians, as far as we knew how to be Christians and all of that. But when we got to Houston years later, remember Reverend Brand and Miss Brand? And Miss Brand, I kept looking at this lady. I said, I know this lady from somewhere. And she was right there where I was, thinking like I was thinking. There's nobody here that thinks like I think. And we just didn't connect. We saw each other. You better connect with the Word of God. You better ask God to give you somebody who can help you stay on the right track, who can be your GPS to the things of God. The devil desires to kill, steal, and destroy. That's the only thing he has. That's the only thing he can do. He can kill you. He can steal you. He can steal from you, and he can destroy you. He cannot give you life. He cannot give you joy. He cannot give you peace. So you put the Word in your heart.